Hi, I'm Matt Welch for Reason TV. I'm here at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. An old friend of Reason, Rob Campia, Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project. Rob, thanks for joining us, sir. We've had a pretty interesting last year and a half with legal marijuana in Washington and Colorado. Update us on what's happening there and what is coming up in the near future in the marijuana movement.
The governments of Colorado and Washington are actually faithfully implementing the will of the voters, so there will be marijuana businesses selling to adults in both states starting in the early part of 2014.
The terms of the peace, right? Are we winning the peace in addition to winning the war in Washington and Colorado?
Well, you know, we de-escalated or eliminated the war, and we have good relationships with the government officials there, so it's peaceful. I think the next state to legalize will be Alaska through a ballot initiative that we're running in August of 2014. The polling's good. It's a cheap state. We can do it. Through state legislatures, I think the first state is going to be Rhode Island because almost everyone in the legislature is extremely liberal, and our bill is already halfway to passing. And then you're going to see a whole bunch of states voting on legalization initiatives in 2016, all on the same day, which would be California, Nevada, Arizona, Maine, maybe Massachusetts.
For the last 15 years, as the medical marijuana movement especially has gone forward, everything good that has happened, and I'm speaking roughly, has happened because of voters mostly and the ballot initiative project. Are we at a point now where we can finally start seeing good things happen because of politicians or not in spite of politicians?
Well, what we saw with medical marijuana is that the ballot initiatives came first, and then state legislatures started passing the bills, and then Congress started getting interested in it, but of course not passing anything. I think you're going to see the same thing with legalization. Ballot initiatives first, Rhode Island will be the first legislature, and Congress is starting to pay attention. Congressman Dana Rohrabacher's bill, Republican from Orange County, is a really good legalization bill on the federal level, and he is talking about making this one of his top priorities in the years that he has left in Congress.
Is there anybody who's vying for a spot in 2016 besides Rand Paul who's talked about this in any way, shape, or form?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Finally, going out here, feels like there's been a public sea change of attitudes, right? We have now pretty, at least tenuous, but real majority of Americans who want to see marijuana legalized. What happened?
Medical marijuana allowed people to talk sensibly about marijuana generally. Because before that, it was all a lot of scare tactics and government lies. When people were able to talk about marijuana sensibly, that it could actually be good for you, it's not always bad for you, that grandmothers use it, it's not just teenagers, conservatives use it, it's not just hippies. When the real conversation came out, you saw support for legalization increasing. As a result, we're now at 52% support for legalization, which is a higher level of support than for most politicians.
So what is your current prediction of the year that this is all in the rearview mirror?
I think federal law, by prediction, changing federal law is going to be 2019, but we're going to have to deal with a lot of difficult states after 2019, like Mississippi and Alabama.
Awesome. Thank you very much. For Reason TV with Rob Campia, I'm Matt Welch.